Hey, this is Rosie on the House, and thanks for joining us this May Saturday. We have somebody special in studio with us today. If you've been a recipient of our calendar, if you've checked it out online, you know that each month we feature a different produce or product for the Arizona Farm Bureau. And this month we are highlighting beef. And in studio with us is Jan Diotri.
Hi,
hey,
Jan.
How are you?
Do you know that I'm a butcher's daughter?
You know?
This is right at my alley.
How come it doesn't surprise me?
My dad was one of the original butchers from Safeway back in like 1936.
Here in town?
No, this was in San Francisco. And so, yeah, so I grew up with a butcher dad.
That is so cool. It is so amazing. Do you know there are 31 beef ranchers in Arizona?
You know what? It's amazing.
They're listed on fillyourplate.org.
That's right.
You can go on there. You can find them all, and you can see what's close to you. A lot of them you can order online, some fresh beef.
Absolutely.
A lot of them hit the farmer's market, and some of them let you just come right to the ranch and pick it up.
You know
nice
what?
Organic beef.
There's this romance, you know, about being a rancher and a farmer. Let me tell you something. Those Arizona beef ranchers are the hardest working bunch. It's not easy, and a lot of them are carrying on creating legacy beef. They're passing on traditions. They're trying to get the next generation to stay in ranching. My hat's off to them.
Mine too. And, you know, there's just something so comforting about getting meat that's produced real close to your home. It's organic. You don't have to question what's in it. So anyway, go to fillyourplate.org to look that up.
That's right. Yeah, this is kind of fun because we're honoring our Arizona beef ranchers today and also our Arizona egg farmers. I love them, so
always.
I always have to give them a pitch. But I'm doing something really neat. Now, normally I would have brought a steak in or roast beef or something, but I'm doing a salad, a steak salad, but we're doing it with a twist, Jen. We're doing a salad on a stick or a salade skewer. No, it's salad on a stick, basically. But it's really fun. And what I've decided to do, because the presentation is really beautiful. You know, you've got brunches coming up. You've got Mother's Day. You've got pool parties. And rather than just a salad, you want to do something really kind of cool. So I've got a couple of skewers here and laid out in our studio on radio. We've got chunks of bread, like a nice crusty bread. All the things that would go with a steak dinner, okay? So we've got baby tomatoes that I've roasted. We've got these tomatoes that are San Marzano tomatoes that are fresh that you can find in the store now. I've got mushrooms that are sautéed in garlic and butter. I've got little skewers of bacon because I was thinking, what do you put on your baked potatoes? You're going to put crumbled bacon, right? So we're using that element. And then I've got a flank steak. I cooked the steak nice and rare, and I cut it in strips, and now we're just getting ready to build the skewers.
What a great idea for the summer. It's too hot, and you know that APS rate kicking off this month, so it's a great way to make a dinner without heating up your whole kitchen.
And so I am starting with a nice chunk of bread, and we've got our lettuce here. I'm using kind of a curly leafy green.
You're kind of feeding it on there.
Feeding on the skewer, and now I'm just going to add all the things that you would have in a steak salad or in a steak meal. So I've got nice strips of flank steak, beautiful roasted potato with a little bit of salt, pepper, garlic, and parsley. Very simple. That beautiful San Marzano tomato. Now I'm going to put another chunk of bread and another chunk of another little strip of lettuce.
That's
my passion for our egg farmers.
I'm putting it with a beautiful hard-boiled egg half.
Exactly. And let's go with one more flank steak here and maybe, and then we'll put the bacon on there. And what I did is I cooked the bacon, got it out of the oven. I put it in a ribbon. I made a ribbon out of it. So there we go. That is your skewer. We're going to set it right here on this beautiful platter. And isn't that gorgeous?
Yes. And we're going to take a picture. And also, you'll be able to look at the Rosie on the House website on our blog and find a picture of this lovely dish as well as the recipe. So don't feel like you have to be writing furiously.
That's right. And now we're going to make the vinaigrette to go with it. I've been doing some research and all these lists of what chefs think you should learn, you know, the top 10 things you should always know how to make and the top 10 things that people want to know how to make. And always topping the list is a vinaigrette. So it's very simple, Jen. It's a formula. 3 parts olive oil, 1 part vinegar. That's the first thing to remember, 3 to 1. So I've got 3/4 cup of nice extra virgin olive oil. There's 1/4 red wine vinegar. Mm-hmm. You could do balsamic. And now we're just going to add a little bit of garlic or shallots, just a tiny bit.
Well, that's more tiny. That's like maybe a tablespoon.
Yeah.
That's
go for it. You can never have enough garlic.
Tiny is relative, guys.
Yeah. And then salt and pepper. Going to whisk that to emulsify. And watch how quickly that comes together. You've got your salad already on your plate, and now you're just going to pour it right on top. And you've got a beautiful presentation with your beef, you know, your salad on a stick, and then your beautiful vinaigrette.
That is so great. And do you also have this on your 1 Minute Kitchen, I bet?
1 Minute Kitchen, and it'll give you some real nice detail on how I cook the bacon and how you could do cold cuts, you could do a chef salad, you could do a shrimp salad on a stick, anything. But it's a different way to eat your greens.
That could be a Friday night tradition.
There you go. And again, you know, using our Arizona beef, boy, it makes every salad better.
Thank you, Jan, for joining us
today.
You're
welcome.
Oh, yeah, we'll be talking beef all next hour, so stay tuned for that with the Arizona Farm Bureau. We've got staycation to cover real quick. I was at the home of the winner of the Heritage Inn in Snowflake. They'll be leaving in a couple weeks.
Oh, they're excited to go, I'm sure.
They wanted a little shade Ramada barbecue outdoor kitchen area set up. So I was out there visiting with them about that. And as we were leaving, they said, oh, we're the ones that won the staycation.
That is so funny. That's in Snowflake. It's
yes.
Really cute little antique boutique hotel. But this year so far, have you thought about all the cool places we've sent people? In January, they got to go to Little America and Flagstaff. In February, Orchards Inn. And all across the state. So if you want to go on one of our staycations, sign up at rosieonthehouse.com under staycations. There's a little app there. And